This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're in Siman Tav Mem Ches, Sif Gimel. Welcome everyone, Mishnah Berurah Yomi. And the Mechaber said that the chametz of a Jew, that's Avel of a Pesach, is also Bahana, even if he left it over B'Shagig or Ba'ones, but if he sold it or gave it to a guy, and outside of his house before Pesach, even though the Jew recognizes him and he knows the guy's not going to touch it and he's going to guard it from till after Pesach, it's not a problem. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it doesn't have to be that the guy took it out of his house. The only reason to mention that the guy took it out of his house is in order for the guy to be able to do Mashicha, in order to do a Kenyan, in order to do Mashicha, you have to take it into your Rishus. But in a Chanami, if the guy took it out of his Rishus, and he either brought it to his own house or to an alleyway, then he could bring it back because it doesn't belong to the Jew. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Avakam Acharim Kasu Dehacha Migra Agara." Many Acharim say here it's worse. Why? Kivan Deikar Achametz Yodeo Akum Shehu Shal Yisrael Blayigabai. Since the guy knows that really the chametz belonged to the Jew, Afal Pi Shekano, even though the guy acquired it, Mechsi Kechametz Shal Yisrael, it looks like the chametz of the Jew, Imhay Bevesa, if it would remain in his house. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Vegami Kalamechash is also concerned, Shemayavai La'achlai, that the Jew may come to eat it. The Kivan Didi Dei Havamekar, since it was his from beginning, Lo Badomine, he may not separate from it. And according to this logic, even if he designated a corner, or he made a partition of 10 tvachim, it also doesn't help. All of this is only l'chadchila. It is obvious. The ain lesser cloud, we're not going to aser it at all, even if it's in the rishus of the Jew, if the guy owns it, even if he didn't designate a spot, if the sale was legitimate. The kasu achroinim, demyesh le chametz harbe. Let's say you have a lot of chametz, and you cannot remove it from your house. Yimko loy gam hacheder. So it's best to sell the room as well. Then we have a kumay shemachalei chutz lebeisa. Then it's like you sold it outside of your house. It's not in your house anymore because that room you don't own. V'kinyan acheder. Now, how do you make a transaction on a room? V'chesef, with money, imshtar, with a document. V'myarei losis lo shtar, if you're afraid to give him a shtar, shemayala b'dayte lahachzik b'chametz, lest the guy say, well, you know, if I just had a kinyan kesef, then maybe I won't hang on to it afterwards. But now if I have a shtar, maybe I'll have such a proof that I own it, maybe I'll hang on to it after Pesach. V'ika hefze meruba. Yesh loy lahas nois imay. You can stipulate with him. Sheyikne b'chesef ovad. Only to use kinyan kesef, b'li shtar, without a shtar. T'nai mahani b'zeh l'kama poiskim. And even though typically when you make a kinyan with a Gentile, it has to be kesef with shtar, you could stipulate that you don't want shtar to work over here. V'yesh l'smech l'hako b'kulayin zeh. You could rely on this opinion to be lenient. V'tzarch limso layam avtech mecheda. You need to give him the key of the room, shemunach boi hachametz, that the chametz is placed in, kidei sheyuchal lichnois b'shal sheyurtzah, so that the goy can enter at will, v'lito as chametz ha'shenimka loy niton loy, and take the chametz that was sold or given to him, oi, sha'al kalpanim, or at the very least, yorme loy ha'yisrael, the Jew should say, b'chol eish ha'tirtzah, whenever you want, tuchal likach ha'mavtech, you could take the key, mechadricha, from your room to the key of your room, and to enter and take your chametz. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Does the Hashem pick it up next week? Wishing everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.